Two more Zmanim we want to talk about is relevant to the halacha of Chatzos, so Erev Pesach. So the calculation of Chatzos for Erev Pesach is according to the vast amount of poskim is from sunrise to sunset, and that's a good way to calculate Chatzos. I think it comes out in Silver Spring, it's going to be 107. This is relevant. Miraraisa, the Isser of Achilles Chomet starts by Chatzos. Mirabonan, it starts before that. We'll talk about those manim of Achilles Chomet and Bir Chomet Beth Hashem tomorrow. But it's also relevant in regards to doing Malacha. So a person, there's a minig, there's not to do Malacha on Erev Pesach. Some people even have the minig from the morning. But the Mishnah says at the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechtas Pesachim that from Chatzos and onwards we do not do Malacha. The reason why this is, Tosfos brings from Yerushalmi that the Minig, Yerushalmi says that when the person would bring a korban, the day a person would bring a korban, Mashiach is going to come, we're going to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, the person is going to bring a korban, the day a person would bring a korban would be a yomtiv for him, and there was no mixus dinner whether a person should not do Malacha during that day, certain Malacha he shouldn't do. So since Erev Pesach was a Zman, everybody brought a Korban Pesach, so therefore is the halacha is they can't do Malacha from Chatzos and onwards. The definition of Malacha, anything which is Mutter Chol HaMoed is going to be Mutter Erev Pesach, but the taking a haircut already, a person should not be cutting, getting a haircut after Chatzos, get his haircut before Chatzos. All washing of clothing should be done by Chatzos. Sewing, etc., these type of things should be done before Chatzos. There's another Zman which is Shra series. In order that we should be mekayim the mitzvah of eating matzah l'tayoven the night of the Seder, there's an issue to be kaveh a suda from Shra series from the 10th hour. So what does the 10th hour mean? If you divide the day into 12 parts, so the beginning of the 10th hour means three quarters of the day has passed. You finished 9 hours. The beginning of the 10th hour, you have the 10th, the 11th, and 12th hour left. You have 3 hours left, which means at the end of the 9th hour has passed, three quarters of the day has passed. From that point onward, a person cannot be kaveh a suda. An Erev Pesach that's not so relevant because it's hard to be kaveh a suda on Erev Pesach. You can't eat chametz anymore, you're not eating matzah on Erev Pesach. So it's hard to be kaveh a suda. Eating basar and peiris, those type of things, is permitted if it's not a large amount. But it is relevant on the first day of Yom Tov going to the second day of Yom Tov. Since we're in Chutz Laaretz and we have two storim, so this halacha being kaveh a suda from Shra series applies on the first day of Yom Tov going into the second night. So a person should eat shal shudas before Shra series, before this time of the beginning of the 10th hour. A person has to eat shal shudas at Shabbos. You have to eat three meals. The third meal should be eaten, whereas normally you wait till later on in the day to eat the meal that has to be eaten earlier on in order to be mekayim the halacha, not being kaveh a suda before Shra series. There's interesting bir halacha that the Magen Rama says this halacha is relevant in every 2 day Yom Tov. That on the person going from the first day Yom Tov to the second day Yom Tov in the afternoon from Shra series, he should not be kaveh a suda. The Bir Halacha over there says that he finds this to be a chiddush, because since we are bekiya bekir the yarchem, for us the second day is the rabban and the first day is the rice, and we have a mitzvah of oinag yom tiv, and a person wants to eat something, he's hungry, and we say he should be meneya from his simchas yom tiv, from eating something on the first day yom tiv, because of the second day which is the rabban, it's not mistaber. So he finds this chiddush of the Magen Rambam to be a chiddush from one day yom tiv to the first day yom tiv to the second day yom tiv. However, Moshe and Tshuva points out that's true, that the Bir Halacha is true from first day yom tiv to the second yom tiv in general, but not for the first 2 days of Pesach, because since we have a din d'rabbanan to be mekayim the mitzvahs of achilas, of making a seder, so this is above and beyond stam the din inyan of simchas yom tiv. This is a mitzvah which Chazal were mekaveh us to do, and there's a din of doing l'tayavan, and therefore even though it's going to affect your simchas yom tiv of the first yom tiv, which is the raisa, you should not be kaveh a suda after Shra series. If I call correctly, the actual time for here in Silver Spring is 4:29 is Shra series. So a person would want to eat shal shudas on the first day yom tiv, going on the second day yom tiv, he should make sure that he eats that meal before 4:29, before 4:30 on Shabbos afternoon. He should eat this shal shudas. If a person did not eat shal shudas before that, a person can eat afterwards, but a person should limit himself to one kebeya, the amount of one kebeya of matzah, and not more than that. So that's going to be depending how you calculate your size of a kebaya, basically the size of one machine matzah would be sufficient that a person should not eat more than that of matzah. And a person should limit himself to that amount of matzah on the first day Yom Tov, going into the second day Yom Tov by Shoshana. Have a good morning.